The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
How many times have you heard me say, if a bunch of liberals propose legislation, they will always give it a title. Always. They'll always give it some kind of title. And if it's a bunch of liberal leftists who have proposed the legislation and you want to know what's in the legislation, well, look at the title and just understand that the real purpose of the legislation is exactly the opposite. Yeah, if it's a piece of legislation that prohibits discrimination, if you look at the actual legislation, it will be promoting discrimination, probably against Christians, conservatives, whatever. Well, they've done it again. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. It is the 4 o'clock hour of the program, and my telephone number is 877 Bob Live. 877-262-5483. Yesterday, the House of Representatives for the United States of America passed a new piece of legislation called the Respect for Marriage Act. That's the name given to it by the liberals who proposed it. The Respect for Marriage Act. What does it accomplish? Well, it destroys traditional marriage. It disrespects traditional marriage. It redefines marriage. Does it respect marriage? Nope, 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 nope. It redefines it, destroys it, and it passed the House of Representatives, 267 to 157. Now, if you know anything about the way our legislature works, you are going, 287 to 157. That means that a whole lot of Republicans voted for this bill. And you would be absolutely correct. 47 Republicans in the House of Representatives voted for a piece of legislation that repealed the Defense of Marriage Act. Now, do you remember the Defense of Marriage Act? Now, that was proposed by conservatives. So what was the purpose of the Defense of Marriage Act? To defend marriage. That's what it was all about. Because it was proposed by conservatives. So the title, the name of the legislation, actually mirrored what was in the legislation. Republicans and a whole lot of Democrats actually voted for the Defense of Marriage Act. And if I remember correctly, Bill Clinton signed it into law. A Democrat president. But things have changed. We as a country have slid farther and farther to the left and farther away from traditional principles and certainly biblical principles. So every single Democrat in the House of Representatives, every one of them, voted for the Respect for Marriage Act, repealing the Defense of Marriage Act, and codifying in federal law same-sex marriage. Codifying. declaring by the government of the United States, we support, we embrace, we encourage same-sex marriage. Now, I want to quickly point out, it has not passed the Senate yet. But it may. It may pass the Senate. At least two Republican senators have already indicated, sure, we'll vote for it. Can you imagine? 47 Republicans voted to repeal the Defense of Marriage Act, voted to codify same-sex marriage. 47 Republicans. How many times have you heard me say, I am not a Republican loyalist? Well, I am less of a Republican loyalist now than I ever was. Now, let's bring it local. 8 members of Ohio's congressional delegation voted in favor of a national same-sex marriage mandate. 8 members of Congress from Ohio. We would expect Joyce Beatty, Chantel Brown, Marcy Kaptur, and Tim Ryan. We would expect that because they're all Democrats. But 4 Republicans from Ohio. Mike Carey. Now, many of you probably got behind the candidacy of Mike Carey. He was up for a special election not long ago. He was endorsed by Donald Trump, presented himself as, I am the true conservative. Vote for me. Mike Carey, that many of you might have campaigned for, voted in favor of nationalizing same-sex marriage. Anthony Gonzalez, football player, who has decided not to run for re-election, his vote does not surprise me at all. David Joyce, Republican from Chagrin Falls, and Mike Turner, a supposed Republican from Dayton. 4 Republicans in Congress from Ohio voted for this legislation. I am just shocked. Saddened, grieved, on the verge of outrage. I would hope, I would pray that these Republicans from Ohio will never have a chance to win another election. And yes, I feel that strongly about it because the family is the very foundation of culture, the very foundation of society. Before you get out of Genesis chapter 3, you have God's plan for society and culture. God created them male and female. This is God's plan. These 4 Republicans from the state of Ohio have thumbed their nose at God himself. And I would imagine the majority of the Republicans had voted for them. If Mike Carey is your representative here in Ohio, I would hope you'll call his office. Let me give you the number, all right? His number is 202-225-2015. That's the office number for Mike Carey. And I'm sure that for many of you, he is your representative. The others, probably not a chance. Anyway, again, let me give it to you one more time. This is the office of Mike Carey, Republican from Columbus, 202-225-2015. 202-225-2015. I sincerely hope that those four so-called Republicans will see the end of their political career soon. They have betrayed the people who elected them. They have betrayed the family. They have betrayed their party. One of the platforms of the Republican Party is one man, one woman. All right, we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, we've got the House of Representatives passing the Respect Marriage Act. And what does it do? It disrespects marriage, redefines marriage. And I, if you discuss this with other people, you might just want to point out to those who think the same-sex marriage thing is just fine, do they realize that this redefinition of marriage is the first time in the history of civilized man? First time. Now, immediately, those who disagree with you will say, oh, same-sex attraction has always been around. Homosexuality has always been around. Why? It was rampant in Rome. It was rampant in Greece. It was probably rampant during the time of Jesus. And, well, they're correct. But not marriage. If you study the ancient Roman Empire, there was a lot of homosexuality around. But even as depraved as Rome became, and as you know, their depravity led to their downfall. I mean, read the rise and fall of the Roman Empire if you have a couple of months to spend reading it. It was their depravity, their loss of a moral compass that destroyed them. But even at their very worst, Rome, the Roman Empire, did not embrace same-sex marriage. This is the first time. Never before. So we're looking at thousands of years of society, culture. Thousands of years. I mean, we look at it from a biblical point of view, but even if we didn't look at it from a biblical point of view, looking at it from an historical point of view, if you forget the biblical moral, it's the first time. This is how radical this is. And an overwhelming majority of elected representatives in the House of Representatives, including 47 Republicans, four of them from Ohio, have voted for it. And I came across a tweet that just breaks my heart. And I mean this sincerely. This is from a nationally syndicated conservative talk show host that I have great honor, great respect for, someone that I consider to be a friend. We're not best buddies. We don't play golf every other week. But this is someone I know personally, and I consider them to be a friend. They are nationally syndicated, have enormous impact on culture, society, thousands and thousands of followers on Twitter, Facebook, etc. I'm not going to mention the name because it's not my intent to attack anybody. But this extremely well-known conservative syndicated talk show host tweeted this out this morning at 11:05 a.m. Quote, if Chuck Schumer brings the same-sex marriage bill to the floor, That would be in the Senate. It's already passed the House. If Chuck Schumer brings the same-sex marriage bill to the floor, I hope Senate GOP votes for it. I read that, and I got a sick feeling in the pit of my stomach. And then he goes on, and you need to understand this individual is a constitutional expert. He is known nationally as a constitutional expert. He goes on, unlike Roe and Casey, Obergefell, now what's Obergefell? That was the Supreme Court decision that made same-sex marriage legally in all of the United States. It's a case from here in Ohio. Obergefell was a guy down in Cincinnati. Anyway, he says, this talk show host, conservative, Christian, unlike Roe and Casey, Obergefell is settled law on which there is supermajority agreement and against which no serious state effort to limit exists. Reliance on it is high. Codify it. Okay. Now, this guy is a constitutional expert. I'm a Baptist preacher who does a talk show. Okay? I am not in the same category at all when it comes to the Constitution. I mean, we're not even in the same universe together, but I have a little bit of common sense. He says, unlike Roe and Casey, Obergefell is settled law. Well, now, wait a minute. So was Roe and Casey. Roe and Casey was settled law until the Supreme Court overturned it. So couldn't these same Supreme Court overturn Obergefell if they decided it was unconstitutional? I honestly don't know what's happened to this man's common sense, his knowledge, or his moral compass. I don't know. Unlike Roe and Casey, Obergefell is settled law. Does he not understand that Roe and Casey were until just 2 or 3 weeks ago? I am just so incredibly sad. We got to determine what are the hills that we are willing to die on. Marriage should be right at the top of the list. Indeed, this is a hill to die on. This is not a time to compromise. All right. We'll take a break and we'll return.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.